Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Joe Cerwinski, and today I am joined once again for our Friday interview with Bob Wilson. Bob, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So we're actually doing this interview at about 3 o'clock on Thursday, basically right in the thick of all of the fireworks fundraising events. But before we get into that, I want to ask you about the Chamber Awards dinner that took place on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm brain fried. This is awesome. This has been a whirlwind of a week. We're notorious for doing this kind of stuff. Why not stack up three events in one week, you know? So the annual dinner on Tuesday night, I think, was fabulous. That's what I planned it to be like, and it kind of worked. So decent attendance. The numbers were a little low. We had some people just kind of not be able to make it last minute, and that happens. But overall, the ladies of La Poste, I mean, they transformed that place. It was amazing. It's cool to see how many themes and whatnot they can use that space for. So first of all, they did it all. I mean, they made it look awesome. The centerpieces was all Jenny Eklund. I mean, those were just beautiful. The food from Hy-Vee was great. Bacon's does the awards. I mean, it's such a local effort, and that's what the Chamber's all about, you know, and just trying to celebrate everybody. But my favorite part is the awards, and that was kind of the focus. I said a little rant and rave speech, you know, about basically it always comes down to just being a good neighbor. And that's my philosophy. And that's how I like to conduct business. That's how I like to conduct our events. If we're not having fun and we're not being friendly, we're not going to get anywhere. So Weiss Industries, it was a pleasure to honor them as Business of the Year for multiple reasons. One, the longstanding history they've had in the community since 1899. They're always supporting chamber events. They're one of those awesome, silent kind of supporters that just are always backing it, always supporting it, but don't really want too much in return. You know, just continuing to make quality of life events. And to me, that's pretty amazing. That's a great characteristic. As well as a couple of gentlemen that helped fabricate the huge bicycle sculpture this year were both Weiss employees. And on a personal level, what I thought was neat, my grandfather worked there from 1951 until the 80s and retired as the vice president. So upon this nomination, and I did some research, and I learned a lot about a business that's been here for so long that I've never really appreciated enough. And so that's what these awards are about, saying thank you to these people that just make the community great. And another group that we thanked was the Community Christmas Dinner Volunteers. And to me, this was an award for essentially the whole town, because when it gets down to it, Deb Miller and Larry Meacham were representatives that accepted the award. Basically, it takes the whole town. The merchants, the churches, the school groups, the volunteers, everybody's all involved. And to me, that's why Perry is just, because we have this great track record of being able to come together and get stuff done. So when we honored them, that was great. And then another highlight of my evening was the past Young Professional of the Year, Matt McDivitt, got to present this year's award, which always makes me nervous. Anytime you give McDivitt the mic, it's...
He's my landlord, so...
Yeah, you know. I just hold on tight. But no, he's great. He's a great Perry supporter. I mean, I always call him Mr. Perry. But to honor the Baxters, Kyle and Mindy, is just awesome. They're such a great family. They're such a great business with AccuJet. It's a great local success story, and they're continuing to grow. And Kyle and Mindy support everything the Chamber does. I mean, heck, look at the pie auction Tuesday night and Thursday. They bought both. So that's pretty cool. And, you know, just to round the evening off with the kicking off of the fireworks drive with Tom Berkren, and what did we have, 8 pies that night or something?
10,
like that?
I think you said. So.
Jeez. Well, I'm glad somebody's listening. About 10 pies, you know, around $2,800 or something, mm-hmm. I think we raised. That's phenomenal. People really come out and really want to support the annual dinner. I try to make it painless. I want to make it a networking opportunity. I want you to make relationships, meet people, but at the same time, let's celebrate some of the stuff that the Chamber's doing and really focus on these groups of businesses and people that are making the town the great place it is.
All right. Piggybacking nicely off of what you just got done saying, the fireworks display fundraiser has been going on all day today, and it kind of crested early in the morning with the pie auction that was live on KDLS. So how do you feel like the pie auction went this morning?
I love it. It's like the greatest hour in 45 minutes, which we always say it's going to be an hour long, mind you. That's always the goal. But it truly is phenomenal. I think if you look at it from outside, it is an absurd idea. I mean, auctioning pies on the radio, using text messages, using phone calls, IMs, however else we did it, I mean, it just doesn't seem to work. But it really does. I mean, people come out, and that's, again, comes back to just people love the fireworks. They love the 4th of July. And the community, I mean, we stand on the street, and hold buckets out and people put $20 bills in there. And, you know, that's just phenomenal. So I love the pie auction. I always like Tom Berkren on the radio. Sean Kenny's great. But, man, Chris Cohey's kind of that rock. He kind of reminds us to, oh, yeah, we're supposed to tell him how to call or why we're doing it, you know. So I don't know. I just think it's a great idea, and it's a lot of fun. And thanks to those people that baked those pies, fabulous pie bakers, and thanks so much to the people that donated and, you know, won those pies.
Yeah, we had 8 pies sold, pies and cakes, because there was a cheesecake, there was a carrot cake that looked amazing. And
I know.
Yeah, you sold 2 pies for over $500, correct?
Yeah, that's a good, you know, there's a lot of people in this world that are hungry, and, you know, you think about that, but it's a donation, yeah, and what a fabulous, it's fun. People were, you know, friendly competition never hurt anybody, mm-hmm. So over $500, and that's a really feel-good story.
Yeah, so over $3,000 raised with that, and as of right now, you estimate around $9,000 raised for the fundraiser.
That's what we're going to say, yeah. The reason is it's still coming in. And when I left, Julie was still getting checks, and we'll go, obviously, back to Fairway tonight to kind of wrap up this night, but they'll still come in. There's still opportunities. If you weren't here or maybe you missed out or whatever it is, stop in. Donate. We'll come get it, mail it, whatever it is. So I'm shooting for 15. It's going to be huge. I mean, it looks a long way away, but, you know, the community can do it. And I just want to see what a $15,000 fireworks show looks like. Maybe it's too long. Maybe we'll be like, whoa, let's save a few bucks. But who knows? Let's give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. You do have one last, even after today, you still have one last fundraiser going on. That's the Roundup fundraiser at Hy-Vee and Fairway. So that'll be a good chance to definitely get some more in the coming week.
Round up all, every time you go through either check out at Fairway or Hy-Vee, you can round it up to the nearest dollar, 10, 5, whatever it is. That's so awesome that those companies allow us to do that, and they actually promote it. They incentivize their employees to help out, and that's what it's all about, is community. So we'll get there. Just if I can come get a donation, just let me know. We're always available.
Yeah, it should be a great show. We've not left ourselves too much time to talk about Easter here, but I do want to touch on that. Easter is obviously this Sunday, and we got a couple events going on in Perry this weekend for Easter.
And I'll be very brief, and the most important part about this is Perry Parks and Recreation Department are hosting the Easter Bunny. Will be at Weiss Park at 10, and the hunt will start at 10:30. But there is a chance of rain, so if it's actively raining when the hunt is supposed to start, we're going to go inside with it. So show up anyway. Don't let the rain scare you. We'll try to do our best to communicate, or you'll see volunteers kind of directing you one way or another. But we're going to have it. So it might be indoors. It might be outdoors. But that starts at 10 with the Easter Bunny. And then the actual hunt itself is at 10:30 at Weiss Park or the McCrary Building. And then if you didn't get enough Easter Bunny time, from noon to 2 out at Hy-Vee, bring your camera. The Easter Bunny will be out there. It will be dry because he'll be inside. So it's just these are really quality of life events for the kids, and that's what it's all about.
All right, great. Well, I thank you so much for coming in this week. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Hey, thank you very much.
That was Bob Wilson, and I'm Joe Serwinski with today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.